More than 30 volunteers buzz around a warehouse like worker bees. They push carts, toss cans of food into boxes, and check lists. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank smells delicious, despite the cement floor and the fluorescent lighting. At the back of the warehouse, pallets are piled high with familiar foods.
My name's Larry Ballion. I'm a food bank volunteer.
We have stuffing over here.
Stuffing. You got cranberry sauce, soup, corn, green beans, and pumpkin and yams.
Over here,
we got potatoes, onions, carrots, and celery.
100% of this food has been donated by people like Brian Johnson. He saunters through the warehouse door and hands a fat, fresh turkey to a hurried volunteer.
I donate something every year, yes. We usually donate time. Sometimes we'll come do the boxes and whatnot, and this year I don't have the time, so I have the turkey. Hopefully they'll put it to good use, and so we'll enjoy it and have a good day.
Executive Director Samantha Kirstein isn't surprised. She's been with the food bank for more than two decades.
I've seen turkeys appear from nowhere. But I suppose the most memorable event in 23 years is the time I saw a man crossing the street. He was on crutches, and I remember the snow. I remember the moment. It was such one of those moments that you just remember. And he was coming to ask us for a food box, which we did not have. And all of a sudden, a person drove up in a car, and they had a perfectly, beautifully packed food box that they were able to hand to him. So those are the moments that we treasure, and it happens every Thanksgiving in some way.
Kirstein's daughter, Ann Weaver, is also an executive director. She expects at least 150 volunteers to help pack and deliver food boxes today. It's the busiest day of the year.
When folks go home on Thanksgiving with their boxes, they've got enough food to be able to feed their family or their household, whoever's with them. And it's really amazing. It was packed with so much love by the community. It was packed by so much concern. And so one of the big messages that we're able to get out that day as well is that we care.
Last year, the food bank planned to deliver 2,000 boxes, but the number climbed to 2,200. This year, the organization will pack 2,200, but there's no way to know just how many might go out. As for Brian Johnson's turkey, it will complete a food box filled with all the trimmings. I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.